joined in the studio by Garrison Starr and Josh Joplin, who just released a self-titled debut together called Among the Oak and Ash. Welcome to WUKY, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks, Josh.
But before we hear a song, let's get a little background. How did this collaboration get started?
He paid me.
That's right.
A lot.
I pay her big bucks to go and do this with us. We're just musicians and, you know, playing out, and that's how we met. Garrison and I were playing shows together, and we became friends and talked her into doing this. So here we are.
Well, we'll get into some of the details about the record in just a bit. First, why don't you guys favor us with a song? What are we going to hear?
That sounds good. This is going to be The Housewife's Lament. Ready?
I'm ready.
Last night in my dreams I was stationed forever, far little rock in the midst of the sea. My one chance at life was a ceaseless endeavor to sweep off the waves as they swept over me. Oh, life is a toll and love is trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures they dwindle and prices are double. And nothing is as nothing should be. There's too much of worriment that goes to the bonnet. There's too much of ironing that goes to the shirt. There's nothing that pays for the time you waste on it. There's nothing that lasts but the trouble of dirt. Oh, life is a toil, and love is trouble. Beauty will fade, and riches will flee. Pleasures they dwindle, and the price is to double. Nothing is as nothing should be. It's a slush in December. The midsummer breeze is loaded with dust. In a fall that leaves litter, muddy September. The wallpaper rots and the candlesticks rust. Oh, life is a toil and love is trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures they dwindle and prices are double. Love is trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures they dwindle, the price is a double. Nothing is as nothing should be. No, nothing is as nothing should be.
Among the Oak and Ash on 91.3 WUKY. Very nice, guys.
Oh, thank you so much.
I remember when the CD arrived in the mail, we were getting ready to add it to the catalog, and we kind of stumbled on how to enter the name. Garrison Starr and Josh Joplin, or Among the Oak and Ash? Tell us where that name came from.
Ultimately?
Among the Oak and Ash. But we put a little note right below it
to tell us
who it was.
That's awesome.
It sounds like there's a story behind that name. What is it?
You know, literally, like, we made this record together, and we were driving down to Nashville from New York City, and we had all these folk songbooks in the car because we were driving down to make the record, and we were trying to decide what songs to do, and we kind of decided on some of the songs and whatever. So we were looking through these books, and we decided to try to come up with a name for the band. So at first, we literally just like would close our eyes and put our finger down on something in the book, and we actually did that once, and we found the song "The Oak and the Ash" is the
That's
name
right.
of the song, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we had another title that we were thinking of, but it's somehow tied in with Gillian Welch, and so we wanted to run from that. And so we ended up coming up with Among the Oak and Ash. It was kind of we were using some of the ideas we had from this other title that we couldn't use,
right.
And we sort of it amalgamated into Among the Oak and Ash.
Among the Oak and Ash. Well, I think the whole idea was that I didn't know that Gillian Welch had a record called Hell Among the Yearlings.
And that's what we wanted to call our band.
That's what we wanted to call our band.
I'm still kind of irritated with her about that.
You took it.
It's already it's always taken. You go online, the email address you want's taken.
But anyhow, so Among had to make it in there somehow, and that's basically how Among the Oak and Ash became from the Oak and Ash to Among the Oak and Ash.
Well, yeah. People may not realize listening to the record or hearing the songs on WKY just how old some of these songs are. We're talking centuries in some cases,
yeah,
right?
We are.
Old.
Why were you drawn to those tunes specifically?
Well, you know, I'd always been playing them, and I think about 4 years ago or so, I didn't take a complete break from music, but I slowed down a lot and was playing songs mostly in my home. And these were the songs I was returning
mostly
to.
Mostly in my home?
Yeah. These were sort of the songs I was returning to, and I really wanted to play these songs. Something compelled me to want to return to all of this. I'd been taught all these songs by a woman named Carrie Norris, who's a Kentucky native and whose grandmother was Lily Mae Ledford and of the Coon Creek Girls, the original Coon Creek Girls, that is. And you thought Among the Oak and Ash was a long title for a band. The original Coon Creek Girls.
That's a long title.
Beat that. Anyhow, when I saw Garrison and we talked about this, I thought, well, this would be really a great thing for us to do together. and I'm not sure it's exactly what Garrison was thinking we were going to do. I think she was thinking we were going to do
it was funny. We played some shows together, and I really liked Josh, and we had fun. And then like a month later, so then I get this phone call, and it was like, hey, this is Josh. I really want to talk to you about something. And then he's like, all I heard was Appalachian folk music, and I was like, oh, man, like, what the? I was like, I can't do this. And then I was just all, no, you don't know about this music. What are you talking about? You know, are we going to have to dress up in Renaissance garb? Like, what's the deal? And so then he came down to Nashville. I was living in Nashville at the time, and he came down and played me songs, and we talked and hung out, and then it made sense to me. Like, you know, I know a lot of this music. I don't know what I was thinking, but I was thinking I couldn't relate. You know what I mean? So I was worried I wasn't going to be able to relate.
I still have to spring on her that we're going to be doing the Renaissance circuit.
Yeah.
But we're working Renaissance, our way up to that.
Which actually has nothing to do with, like,
circuit.
Well, at the same time, there wasn't a self-conscious effort, though, to sort of sepia tone the whole production and make it sound artificially old sounding, right?
That's actually exactly right. When we talked about this, we wanted to make this music actually something that was relevant and current.
Well, I think that I think that was one of my thing. I was like, look, I don't know how to do this like that. You know, like, can we just? Right. Which I don't think it was something Josh wanted to do either. I think wanted to play the. You know, this is just how. We heard this stuff, you know, like...
We both play rock and roll music, you know. I think that was one of the things that we brought to it, was that we wanted to make these songs that weren't just etched in the past, and that we would return to that styling. Because that is wonderful and can be beautiful, and these songs... But I think that what we really wanted to do was say, how would we want to listen to these songs, and how would we want to play these songs in a way that was relevant to us?
Yeah, well, I think one of the greatest things about songs like this that are so timeless is just that, like, it doesn't matter what arrangement you play them in or in what setting you play them in. Like, people love these songs because they're great melodies and they're easy to sing to and they're fun and they sound good, you know, so it's like, you know, I think that's the whole point, really.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, as is mentioned on your website as well, people tend to think of folk as a relatively light, kind of easygoing music, but as you point out, some of these songs are pretty dark, actually.
Yeah, they're murder ballads. They're really, like, serious murder ballads.
I think this music covers kind of, like, the human condition pretty completely and human emotion pretty completely. I mean, these songs have been around, like you said, you know, some 400 or 500 years, and in the time that they've been passed from one generation to the next generation to the next generation, people have been adding their take to it, and that there's always this theme, and then there's an expansion on that theme, and that theme always reaches the heart of human trials and tribulations, and it's pretty extraordinary that way.
I think the Huffington Post review of your record asked, "What if folk punched back?"
Well, I liked that. That was a really cool review. I thought
nice.
I was happy with that one.
So we've discussed it a little bit, but how was it making this transition for you, Garrison, specifically, not having as much of a background in this type of music?
You know, actually, it was in the beginning. It was difficult only because, you know, I have never really been a part of a band. You know, I've never done anything other than my solo stuff. So I think in that sense it was difficult. it was difficult in that way to just sort of do something different. But in terms of playing the music, it was an easy transition. You know, it was like we had so much fun. I had so much fun making the record. And I think, like, you know, the music was the easiest part, to be honest. It was the emotional, whatever was going on emotionally to transition into doing something different was what was hard for me at first, you know. So, but the music was easy to, has been easy to transition into, and it's so much fun to play. I love it.
So, speaking of that, well, where do you guys go from here? Is this a one-time collaboration, or do you foresee more records coming out of this?
No, we definitely want to do more stuff together. We think of it as a band.
I mean, yeah. We really do. I think that this is a band. We obviously are songwriters that have a past, and we've done have solo careers and things like that. But this is our band, you know. And so as long as people have us, I guess we'll be doing it.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. How about one more song before we wrap things up here?
Sounds
what are we going to hear?
Let's do Peggio, huh?
All right. That sounds good.
Among the Oak and Ash, Garrison Starr and Josh Joplin, thanks for stopping by, guys.
Thank you so much for having us, seriously.